the jury for one of the most closely watched trials of self-defense in years is heading to a third straight day of deliberations tonight. Jurors have been deliberating for roughly 14 hours over the course of the last 2 days, and still there is no verdict. Now the defense is asking the judge to declare a mistrial over a piece of video evidence. 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is charged with killing two men and injuring a third. He is captured on video running through the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, with a rifle during a chaotic night of protest after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who was left paralyzed from the waist down. Our team is in Kenosha tonight with the very latest as the city braces for a decision. And we begin with Kelly Beeson live outside the courthouse. Kelly, the judge has not yet ruled on that motion for a mistrial.
That is correct, Marnie. We are waiting and watching. Day two of deliberations wrapped up at 4:30 this afternoon when the jury was released.
All right, we're going to break for the night.
Day two of jury deliberations wrapping up without a verdict. Today, the jury asking to view video that had been presented earlier in the trial. The prosecution saying jurors should be able to view any video they want as many times as they want. The defense objecting to the jury reviewing drone video. The prosecutor said showed Rittenhouse pointing his gun at protesters before the shootings.
We didn't realize until playing them side by side, mine and then the state's, that there was any difference in quality.
The defense has accused prosecutors of withholding a high-definition version of the footage until Saturday, when the case was already closed to new evidence.
This is a high-risk strategy for the state. I was quizzy about this from the beginning, and I'm only quizzier about it now.
Rittenhouse's lawyers are now asking the judge to declare a mistrial over the video evidence. The case could be refiled if granted.
Now, Kyle Rittenhouse now faces life in prison if convicted on the most serious charge against him, first-degree intentional homicide. The jury is set to reconvene here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.